record player, a sound system. Most likely you'll find more than one telephone. Most likely. And most likely you'll find so much food that they're wasting it. There'll be more trips by the sanitation department to their alley and to their backyards than to those of the better rating people, economically speaking, throughout the city and the state. I guarantee you that. The sanitation department has to work harder to collect their garbage than they have to work to collect garbage from the middle class European American and the other ethnic groups. We create so much waste in our house that people think we are moving every day. Bags and boxes. You get the picture? Okay. So where is our masses ready to join us on the front to fight this war? To do battle with the evils of society? Where are they? They're non-existent. Because the spirit of carefree irresponsibility is leading them. That spirit is leading them and giving them so much of the material things and the material comforts that they are an army that can be trusted to continue on with the leader they have. Yes, they are an army that can be trusted to stay with the leader they have because their bellies are full. They go to sleep with the belly filled. If they can't rest well, if their conscience bothers them, they got enough drugs to make it possible for them to sleep. And not only sleep, but dream. This is the condition. We need faith. We need faith, not in the majority. The majority are not situated for faith. And even if we address them and pleaded to them, it'll take us too long. The cost to get them to react is too much. It's not practical. We need a minority to answer the call to come and respect those things that made possible the good progress behind us. That made possible the good progress behind America, the good progress behind the world. There is something that accounts for people, nations, individuals, and societies being able to get up in bad circumstances and beat their way through it and establish a good establishment to get rid of the bad things in their life. It takes something to do that. And that something is what we need to come back to. And I'm saying it's the essentials of a human life. Right. The essentials of a human life. The essentials of a human life. Virtuous life. Right. Rational life. Right. Ambitious life. Enthusiastic spirit. Yes, industrious spirit. Yes. All of that has to come back. But it can't come back unless you have a basis of faith. Right. There in the people. So we need to be appealing to that small minority to come back to true faith. And understand that faith is a great mesh, a great network. My faith in God is not isolated from my faith in my wife. God wants me to have faith in Him because He wants me to have a faithful relationship with my wife. He doesn't need me to have faith in Him to support Him. Allah says He needs nothing from us for Himself. Whatever He wants for us is for us. That's what He says. I'm quoting the Holy Book. He needs nothing from any of His creation for Himself. That's what Allah says. But He needs it in us for our own selves. So faith in Allah is a power for us. It's a good situation for us. Now, if you go on a job and you're working for an establishment, a business establishment, or you're going to an education institution, you're going to be employed there, working there. Or you just join a project that's temporary, a temporary project, just to do a job, like folding these chairs up and putting them back where they came from. You have to have some trust in that initiated it. The person that's responsible for it. Somebody gonna say, we have to get all these chairs and put them back where they belong. That was the condition of our contract. Now, if you don't have any respect for that person, then most likely we're not going to get the job done. If we do, we're going to have a lot of problems. But if you hear what that person says and respect that person, respect what they say, you trust them that yes, he can be trusted in that responsibility or in that role that he has there. He can be trusted. So everything works well. If you are working in a business and you lose respect for the corporate bosses, that business will go down until something happened to bring up trust in the subordinates again for those that are over there. Yes. So it is with life. Allah created all of this. You can call Allah by any name you want that's proper or appropriate. Allah did all of this. Whether your rational mind or conscious mind is dealing with it or not, it is being digested by your soul, by your nervous system and your soul. That reality is digested by your nervous system and your soul, whether it's speaking in your conscious mind or not. Your nature, your soul, and your nervous system is aware that something is out of place, something is not connected, something is being overlooked, something is missing, and that something that's disturbing your spirit and your nervous system and your soul is your disrespect for number one. You have number one, number two, number three. If you move some of those out of the place, something starts to be uneasy here. Something starts to be not so comfortable here, inside, when you move something out of place. If there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you take 3 out of place, and each one is vital for the function of the 5 as a unit. Okay, something is disturbed, something is missing. You're going to feel some trouble here, even if you don't know it consciously. Now, if you take the most important one out of there, number one, you take it out, you know you're in bad shape. That's just like having a car and you say, I'm going to take the motor out and I'm going to drive. And that's the point. We need a healthy, real, sensible appreciation for our Creator. We call it Allah. We need a real, healthy, sensible appreciation for Allah. And we need to trust whatever made life possible for us. Whatever made the universe and our life possible for us. We need to trust that. We say Allah. You say whatever you want to say. We need to trust that. And if we trust that, that is the condition for other supports. That is the condition for other support. If you trust that, then you're going to be able to, you're going to be sensitive to the need to trust other things that are deserving of your trust. Like your wife, or your husband, or your mother, or your father, your guardian, your neighbor, or whatever. You're going to be sensitive to the need to trust other things that are deserving of trust or should be trusted. That's why the principles of faith begin with Allah, Iman Billah. for Muslims. Iman billah. We call it faith in Allah. But the word iman and the word trust are together in the Quranic language and also in Arabic language. They're together. From the same word we get faith, we also get trust. From the same word we get faith, we also get believe. From the same word we get faith, we also get safety. From the same word we get faith, we also get security. From the same word. So you see, if we need faith, you begin to see the bigger context now. Is the bigger circle coming in? Allah is the condition for the whole circle to have trust and faith between its necessary members. Necessary members. The necessary units of a working society, or a working group, or even your working order of your own self. Don't you know you are a world in yourself? For the necessary working of the parts in your own world, there must be Allah to make it work well. And you may say, well, we don't have to have. Look what the communist world did without God. Yes, and look what they're doing now because of that. They're doing a lot of soul searching now. And it didn't take 1,000 years, did it? That language is changing so much now until it sounds like it's coming from the founding fathers of America. So don't you be fooled anymore. You pay for disrespecting Allah. Allah says in the Holy Book that as long as they stay with me, I stay with them. But when they break from me and turn away from me, then I turn away from them. That's what Allah says. And he says that when he turns away from you, now I'm giving my words here, you suffer the greatest possible loss. I'm summing it up in my own language. You suffer the greatest possible loss. Once a man of African origin, but he was actually a Saudi Arabian. But he had lived in Africa since before his birth. His people had lived there since before his birth. So he was Saudi Arabian by nationality. He told me he couldn't hardly speak much Arabic, English at all. But because I could understand some Arabic, we were able to understand each other. He told me, he said, for everything we lose, there's something to compensate it. And that's a good thing for us to know. Because I remember when I was a young man, I wish I had somebody to tell me that over and over again. Because I lost a pretty young girl that I'm telling you, I thought it was over for me. I thought I was just going to die. And if you had seen me stay up all night until the sun came up, you would say, yeah, I think he's going to die if he hasn't done that. So I needed somebody to tell me that then, that for everything you lose, there's something to compensate for it. But anyway, this imam, the old man too, the old man, he said, for everything you lose, there's something to compensate for it, except Allah. Say, for Allah, you lose Allah, there's nothing to compensate for it. And if I had the time, I could go more into explaining the consequences of turning our backs or forgetting because of negligence or blindness. Just turning our backs and disrespecting Allah and losing faith and trust in Allah. I could show you real cases in history, in the history of societies, and prove to you that no other factor stands out as an answer for that happening more so than their turning their backs on the Lord Creator and disrespecting Him. Most of these churches have been turned into little places to support pimps. Demagogues. They just say whatever the congregation want them to say to keep getting them out the money or to stay popular with them. Yes, that's what has happened to most of the churches. Now, I'm not saying we don't have fine churches. Chicago still have some very fine churches, some very fine preachers. They're women and men. But this is the description of the lot of the churches in Chicago. And all you have to do is turn on the radio and listen to their sermons. Some of them, I can't stand them for 2 seconds. Because I know what he's preaching for. He's not preaching for God. He's not preaching for Jesus. Peace be upon Jesus. He's not preaching for Jesus. He's not preaching for God. He's not preaching for righteousness. He's preaching for a big offering. Or preaching to tear down another preacher. So he gets some of that preacher's offering. You know, you can tell the state of a people just by turning on the radio and listening to the music in the church. You want to see what is the state of the people in a town? Go turn on their major stations for their music and their religion and listen to them. And you will get a good picture of the people in that town. And when I do that, when I turn on and listen to the popular music and I listen to the popular preachers, I say, boy, oh boy, we are still on State Street, next door to the junkyard. I've invited you all over and over again to, in the name of respect, if nothing else, come to El Islam. Be a Muslim. And don't let nothing resembling the fakes, the demagogues from the world out there come up here and speak to you and you support it. Even though he says his name is Muhammad, Muhammad, Abdullah, Abdullah, Abdullah. If he comes up here and he looks like that junk out there, don't support him. I have associates with Christian leaders and Jewish leaders. I even have some leaders, some religion that's not even one of those. And I feel a strong common bond with them. The common bond of real faith in Allah. They call it Allah something else. But I feel that strong common bond with them of faith, or real faith. And I feel in them the common bond of human decency. So I share these two strong bonds with them. The bond of faith in our Creator and the bond of faith in human decency. Human decency. Because of that, I embrace them with the same love, with the same care and concern that I show to the Muslim here that I embrace, that I see in good Muslim image and good Muslim shape. Yes. And that's what we have to understand. That is the most important thing, that the content be right. The content should be right. But I know for a fact that the majority of the people representing these religions to the public, not only not worth a nickel, but they should be shot. They actually should be shot. That's right. Now, you know, we don't shoot them in civilized society, especially in a democratic civilized society. In a democracy, you have more at your disposal to use than guns, and sticks, and knives, and stuff like that. You can beat them faster by just exposing them. So we are obligated to expose them and to call our people to something real, to something decent, to call them back to the strong values and supports that made for strength in us in the past and will make for strength in us in the present and in the future if we just come back to the strong respectful life, decent minds and decent hearts, true values. We have to reorganize our own values. We're putting too much value on things that are very cheap and taking all the value off the things that are very expensive. That means very dear and very precious to human life. And the most important thing, I repeat, is faith. Faith is what accounts for a society having an immune system. When they lose faith, real faith, true faith, they lose their immune system. And then all the other diseases just take over. Thank you very much. We hope to talk to you again very soon at another occasion. We pray to God that He forgive us all our faults and sins and guide us to the right way. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.